Would everyone in the Senate and our guests in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Senator Rowden, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity and the honor you have given us to serve in the Missouri Senate and to serve the people of this great state. We come before you today in an extraordinary moment in time, a moment we can't entirely understand, but extraordinary moments often produce extraordinary opportunities for courage, bravery, and heroism. And we have seen these traits in individuals and families and businesses across the state over the past several weeks. We thank you for these selfless men and women and ask for your blessing on them today. Father, your word says that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We ask today for a greater faith. Your word says that you are the giver of true wisdom and knowledge, and we seek out your wisdom and knowledge today. God, there are many in our state who are hurting today, whether physical or emotional pain or financial or economic hardship. We lift the people of this state up to you in prayer. And finally, Lord, we simply ask for peace in these trying moments. The peace of God is a peace that surpasses all understanding. And while there is much we may not understand about this moment, we call on your peace. Give peace to the family dealing with a death or a diagnosis today. Give peace to the family struggling to make ends meet. Give peace to the healthcare workers literally risking their lives to serve their fellow Missourians. Give peace to the first responders answering their call to serve, no matter what the circumstance. And give peace to the men and women in this Capitol building today. Our help and our comfort comes from you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
Senator from Johnson.
Here.
Senator from Boone. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees. Senator from Green.
Here.
Senator from Webster.
Here.
Is here.
There's Crawford.
Senator from Dallas. Is here. Senator from Barrie is
here.
One, two, three, four,
five.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, read the first of several journals that we will ask the body to approve.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 35th day, Thursday, March 12th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
Heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator recognized to close. Senator from Boone County renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from March 12th of 2020. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from March the 20th of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 36th day, Friday, March 20th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. May the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as I have been fully read.
You've heard the motion from Senator Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived. All those opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from March 20th of 2020. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from March 26th of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 37th day, Thursday, March 26th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as I have been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the March 26, 2020 journal. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from April 3rd of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 38th day, Friday, April 3rd, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator Boone kind of renews his motion that the April 3rd journal be approved without having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from April 3rd, 2020. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. The reading shall be waived, hearing no objection, and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer the appointment to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
That referral shall be made. Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of House bills. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House Committee substitute for House Bill 2128.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2128, an act relating to trailer size restrictions.
Transportation infrastructure and public safety. House Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 1568.
House Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 1568, an act relating to school district policies on restrictive behavioral interventions.
Education. House Bill 1383.
House Bill 1383, an act relating to Minority Mental Health Awareness Month.
Health and Pensions, House Bill 1768.
House Bill 1768, an act relating to rural broadband access funding.
Economic Development, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1711.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1711, an act relating to donated food.
Ag Food Production Outdoor Resources, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1473.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1473, an act relating to the establishment of special license plates.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. House Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 1604.
House Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 1604, an act relating to a residency requirement for municipal employees.
Local government elections. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1334.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1334, an act relating to medical alert notations on driver's licenses.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1817.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1817, an act relating to school district local effort calculations.
Education, House Bill 1818.
House Bill 1818, an act relating to school district local effort computations.
Education, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1854.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1854, an act relating to political subdivisions filing annual financial reports with the state auditor.
Local government elections. House Bill 1903.
House Bill 1903, an act relating to school district superintendent sharing.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 103.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 103, joint resolution submitting to the following relating to the Joint Department of Defense.
Veterans and Military Affairs. House Bill 1419.
House Bill 1419, an act relating to Random Acts of Kindness Day.
General Laws. House Bill 1454.
House Bill 1454, an act relating to Veterans Affairs.
Veterans and Military Affairs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1414.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1414, an act relating to the protection of children.
Seniors, families, and children. House Committee Substitute number 2 for House Bill 1896.
House Committee Substitute number 2 for House Bill 1896, an act relating to medical marijuana.
Health and Pensions. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1682.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1682, an act relating to permissible use of vapor products in public schools.
Seniors, families, and children. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1804.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1804, an act relating to assistance for applicants for permits issued by the Department of Natural Resources.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1752.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1752, an act relating to working animals.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Bill 1744.
House Bill 1744, an act relating to Missouri driver's licenses.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. House Bill 2456.
House Bill 2456, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Appropriations. House Committee Substitutes for House Bill 2014.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2014, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and of the several divisions and programs thereof for the fiscal period ending June 30th, 2020.
Appropriations.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I'll be making a recess motion until 12:30 p.m. this day. We will come back in after appropriations is done to bring those bills back in. There will be no votes taken, and I would strongly encourage you to not stick around for that. That will be a largely formality-driven 5-minute period of time, and then we'll move and we'll be out of here for the day. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at noon today in the Joint Committee Room 117A to begin to do the FRA and the supplemental budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I am here.
Thank you, Senator. Welcome. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 12:30 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from Senator Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 12:30 p.m. this day.